On Monday, the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that 14 broadband infrastructure projects across the country will be funded with more than $309 million in federal stimulus money. One of those projects is in Alaska. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
United Utilities Incorporated will be receiving $88 million in grants and loans from the federal government to expand broadband infrastructure in southwest Alaska. The project is called Terrestrial Broadband in Southwestern Alaska, and it's intended to provide middle-mile broadband services to 65 communities, including the vast majority of the villages in the Bristol Bay region. Martin Carey is the vice president and general manager of Managed Broadband Services for GCI, which purchased United Utilities a couple of years ago. He says the Terrestrial Broadband in Southwestern Alaska project will build directly on the success of United Utilities' DeltaNet, which is a broadband project serving the Bethel area.
The Dillingham region, the Bristol Bay region, has the unique benefit of being on the way. And so it just made the most sense that that would be the right way for us to start to expand terrestrial infrastructure into western and ultimately northwestern and northern Alaska, with the ultimate goal of connecting to our fiber cable, which terminates in Prudhoe Bay.
The new project is intended to serve around 9,000 households, over 740 businesses, 72 schools, 2 hospitals, and 63 village clinics. Specifically, United Utilities is getting over $43.9 million in grant funding and $44 million in loans. United Utilities believes that some of the customers of the new broadband service might be the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation and the Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation. Those two corporations operate 2 regional hospitals and over 63 clinics. The new project might also serve 11 school districts and over 60 native corporations. GCI has already committed to purchasing capacity in the new project to carry its existing traffic, and Carey confirms that GCI plans to expand its offerings into the service area.
As a town gets connected to the backbone, they should come up for all services, including residential internet. We expect the project to be complete at the end of 2012.
The cost of constructing the new broadband project is estimated at over $88 million, which just so happens to be the amount of the grant and loan funds announced for the project on Monday by the Secretary of the Department of Agriculture. Carey says GCI and its subsidiaries are committed to bringing broadband capacity to areas of the state that are not served at all or are currently underserved.
We believe that in order for rural Alaska to have the same economic opportunity that other parts of the state have, they need to have a high-speed, terrestrially based network.
The new broadband announcement comes on the heels of an announcement last month that Rivada Sea Lion will use a $25 million grant to help expand last-mile broadband services to areas in the YK Delta and Bristol Bay. Jonathan Adelstein is the administrator for Rural Utility Services for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
This is an unprecedented commitment by the administration to get broadband out to the most rural and remote parts of the United States. Those are the areas where, frankly, it's needed as much as anywhere else in the country. We urgently need to get broadband to places like that so they can have access to telemedicine, distance learning, and economic development. It's hard for businesses to locate or thrive in areas that don't have access to broadband. And we're hoping that we can really help southwestern Alaska with this program to have economic development well into the future.
All of the funding for the just-announced Terrestrial Broadband in Southwest Alaska project and the Rivada Sea Lion project that was funded last month comes from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.